the Mishnah at the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says, so the next step would be they would cook the shlomim. They could either do it with regular bishul or even shlika. Shlika was overcooked, like more than necessary. But if they want to cook it like that, they can cook it like that. Then, after it's been cooked, a kain notel es hazraya b'sheilo min ha'ayil. He would take the zraya off of the aisle, of the shlomim. What does it do over here? And then he would take v'chalas matzo achas min asal, rakik matzo achas. Is also the pasuk of chala rakik matzah echad. Yeah. Okay. Don't. Not that important. Okay. So the kohen would take the zraya. That's the right foreleg. Then, together with the shlomim, were brought two sets of menachos, 10. Chalus, they're baked as matzah, but they're chalus, and 10 rakikim. The difference between a rakik and a matzah is that the matzah and a challah, that the challah had shemen put in it in the original baking process, and the rakik was baked without the shemen. The shemen was added after, was put on the face of it after it had been baked already. So he baked 10 of each. Each one of them the size of 1/3 of what we call nowadays a shir challah. So if you argue that shir challah is 5 pounds each, it was a third of that, 1.6 pounds of flour each matzah or each rakik. They were nice and large. So you take one of ten, like it was like meiser, take one of the challahs and one of the rakikim. And he would put this zroya and this challah and this matzah and this rakik on the hands of the nazir, and then they would do tenufa. They would be ma'alu murid and move it to the four directions. And then the pasuk says, and after that step, v'achar yishta nazir yayin. So it sounds that it was only after he had done the whole process, including the tenufa, he had to first cook it and then take it and then do tenufa, etc. Then he could drink wine. Early tamal the mason. Shimon Amar Kimish and Izzak Lov Echem in Adamim Huta Nozal Lichasyayin early tamal the mason. Any one of the Karbanis loved after the Shlomim, loved after they cook it, loved after they do the tenufa. But as soon as they do Zrika of one of the three karbanos, whichever one is brought first, the nazir is now allowed to drink wine and be metamal mason. It's like the rush. El shalkan bishul meruba, that's a large amount of bishul. Manifan v'hakach hutter hanazir lishas yain. Okay, nira. It seems to me that the ton of this Mishnah is the Tribal Yezra Sirlei, the Islay, the Gemara, the Osho Lishas Yain, and the Akhakola Maisim, and Murim Beparsha. Tribal Yezra says the Rakha Yishta Yinozer Yayin is written after everything is done in the order of the Psukim, that's where it's written to indicate that that's what has to happen. So this was the last step of the process. They'd be Makah the three Kabbalahs, and they would cook the Shlomim, they would do Tanufa, and then and then the pasuk says, "Vachar yishtanu seyayin." Only then, after everything else, after everything was done. Kimish yisaglav echem in adamim. Rav Shimon says, "No, kiddushinim b'gemura achar ma'isi yachidi. Vachar yishtanu seyayin means after one thing." That's how he understands the pasuk. Tarabanan. I just want to give an aside over here that the majority of the Tosfos which are found on this page belong beyond this page, some of Beis and beyond. So don't get nervous.
I'm nervous about the next page.
That you might worry about, but not right now. You don't have to worry about this page yet. So the pasuk says that he does tenufa, and then he gives his raya to the kayin. So after Hamaisim Kulam Dibur B'liezer. Shem B'liezer says it means after everything. So this is like the last step of the whole process, and then he can do the Nazir can drink wine in Mitamal Mesa. The Chachamim Armim. So the Chachamim of this price is the Rishimim of our Mishnah. Acher Maisi Yechidi. Okay. So the Mor says, why do we understand my tamayot rabbanon? The chacham over here, Reb Shimon of the Mishnah, is understanding that it means after one maisa. So how do you know that over here that the phrase achar yishtanos ayayim, which is written after everything, really seems to be, it only means after one maisa? Where do you see that in the psukim? So Mor says, k'siv ocham achar yishtanos ayayim, k'siv hosam. I think that's the pasuk before. Achar hitzkalchoy es nizroy, that they would do take the zroya, the matzah and the rokik was done after the taglachas. Achar hitzkalchoy. So just like over there, the achar of that pasuk means after one specific thing that taken place, which was the teglachas. So over here, the next pasuk, when it says the word achar, which the word is going to say is gzeirah shavah, the word achar is gzeirah shavah between the two words. It means after one action. So the Mora says, "Ema adikar tavayu." Maybe it means the karbonis and the taglachas. So maybe in that pasuk also it meant there was more than one action which took place. So then there's no riot over here. The Mora says, "No, ihalchi gzeira shavah lomali." So then well, if we have a Masur that there's a Gzeira Shavah, it's not teaching us anything, so what's the purpose of the Gzeira Shavah? Let's see the Rosh. Achar Masi Yechidi, Afilu Achar Echad Min Adamim. So it's enough, after any one of the Zerika, of any one of the Kabbalahs. Mahasam Achar Masi Yechidi, Dahan Giluach, the Ksibar Krod. The Torah says one action, the action of cutting the hair. So Mor says, no, Me'ma Adikar Tavayu, Karbonas with taglachas. Maybe over there that pasuk also meant there's multiple things, the karbonas and the taglachas. The ha'akar he's called taglachtoi. Hanarach call avodas or karbonas. I mean, in regards to a practical point, that's when it took place. He would bring the karbonas, do the taglachas, and then take the zroya and do the tenufa. That's the so. So the pasuk mentions after one specific action, but truthfully there was multiple actions before it. So maybe that's what the pasuk means. What is the Gzeira Shavah teaching me? So it must be that even though that is true that there were multiple actions, the pasuk only mentions one to indicate that all regards to the. When this has to be, it has to be after one thing. Now that one thing might have to have other things that needs before it. In regards to this maisa, it requires one thing. And now I say Gzeirah Shavah, it's over here also. This achar means after one thing also. The one thing being the Zerika of one of the karbonos. Okay, so lamali. Bim Tarmer, skip the parentheses. So, what do you mean? It's a Gzeirah Shavah Mutei Tenufa.
that the Gzeirah Shavah teaches me that the Tanuva is not going to be.
Now again, this means literally.
It's not going to be. According to this one, Tanufa is not ma'akev. We'll see the more words that bring in. The Dhamma says that Tanufa is ma'akev. But we could argue that Tanufa is not ma'akev, but that's what the Pasuk is teaching me. That if he doesn't do Tanufa, he can still drink. That Achar Yishtan Osa Yayin. What does it mean? One second. The Yeshiva is mailing you down to the Kiva the Tufa Mahavia Shiri Mitzvah Lo Ma'akvu. He said, I would not have a Havamina the Tufa is Ma'akev. That I need a pasuk to say that it's not ma'akev because the law is that tanufa is not ma'akev in the korban. The korban is kosher without the tanufa. So it's a first of the more shirei mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is done, but it's like a shirayim. It's like a leftover in the sense that if you don't do it, it doesn't affect the kashrus of the korban. So if a logic would dictate that that's not going to be a required step in the process of allowing the nazir to become mutter. To drink wine, there was i.e. to complete his naziris. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that tanufa is not required because logic dictates tanufa is not required. The one number says tanufa is required needs to drush it all the way around, but I don't need to drush it to exclude tanufa. Okay. Zot Gemara Amar Rav tanufa benazir ma'akevis. That the without the tanufa, the nazir can't drink wine. He wants to leave the man. Who is he going in? Elam aliva the rabbanon. He's going in the rabbanon. So taglachas am rabbanon lomak with tanufa mi boy. The chalmid said one thing is a mutter to doesn't drink wine. He hasn't cut his hair yet. Even he can still drink wine. So obviously tanufa is not going to be ma'ak. So Morris El Aliva the Rabbi Eliezer. So Rab must going in, must be going in Rabbi Eliezer. So Morris says then if so Pshita, because Omer Rabbi Eliezer Achar Maisim Kulam. The Torah gives all of the details. Then it says Achar and then Achar Yishtah Nosir Yayin, and the Torah writes that after Tanufa. So, if you'll understand the word "achai" doesn't mean like in the Rabbanan before, in Rav Shimon, it means one action. It means all of the actions. Well, tanufa is one of the actions. So, what's the chiddush of Rav? So, where it says no, matatei makivin delinya kapara, shari mitzvah. We know that in general, when it comes to kapara by karbonis, tanufa is called shirei mitzvah, which means that. The kapara is still there, but it's called shirei mitzvah. It means it's like you left something out. It's not ma'akev. That's how we describe tanufa. So hakanami lo siakev. I would think that by nazir as well, the tanufa is not ma'akev. The right for the nazir to complete his naziris and drink wine. Kamash malon. The Rav said no, that when Eliezer said Achar Maisim Kulam, he meant the Tanufa as well. Okay. Let's see the Rosh. Hasa Taglachas. So, if it's true that they're by Taglachas, so the Rosh, she begufa Nazar, which is part of the processing of the Nazar himself, cutting his hair. Amr Banu Dolim Ma'akiv, the Chum said it's not Ma'akiv the right. To since his nazir hasn't finished, he hasn't cut his hair yet. Drink wine. You brought the zrika, didn't cut your hair yet. Doesn't bother me. Go drink wine. So tanufa she'ena makabes b'shum makam. Tanufa is not something which is necessary. It's not ma'akev. And any korban is miboy. Do I need to point out? Is there any need to say that it's not ma'akev? Obviously, it's not ma'akev. And so Rav can't say that it's ma'akev. So more says in Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer, it's Pshita. No, the Gemara says no. Kivon dinya kapara shiri mitzuhi kedisa perkam with welcome. She must saw the tsunufa shiri mitzuh. The Gemara uses a lashon like this: if the person made the tsunufa into shiri mitzuh pirish, what does it mean? Shalom saw klal. He did not do the tsunufa. So he just like left it over. So the Gemara says that asaw. Mala lava kasav keilu like keeper, but the mice of a keeper. The pirish, what does it mean? Keilu like keeper is as if you didn't do the kapara properly. Shalom saw mitzvah and mufker, but the keeper sheinah makabes. But the mice it is makaper because it's not ma'ake. So I would think that therefore it's not ma'akev over here. Kamashon Rav, that it is ma'akev. So the more, really? Is it really ma'akev? Even in Eliezer, is it ma'akev? Vatanya, Zayish Terasa Nazir. We have a braisa which says that after describing all of everything which has to be done, the Torah says, "Zeish terasa nazir." This is the way it's done. So the Brisa says, "Bein sheyesh lo kapayim and bein sheyin lo kapayim," whether he has hands or not. So if he doesn't have hands, means he's not doing tenufa. So the pasuk is indicating that tenufa is not necessary for the nazir to complete his process. So how can you say according to Eliezer that it's ma'akev? The Morris says no. You're not reading the braisa right. Whereas I can learn meishe lekapayim differently. Before this, it's like I can learn it that means that it must be done. And if he doesn't have hands, it still must be done. Tough luck on him. Or I can learn it means that it must be done, and you'll do it without the hands. I have three options how to learn this braisa. One is it's saying, don't worry whether you have hands or not. It's fine, no problem. So it's not ma'akev. I say, don't worry. You better worry because you must have hands, and it's always required whether you have hands or not. It's always required, and if you don't have hands, you can't complete your naziris. Or I can mean it doesn't make a difference because we'll find some way to let you do the tenufa using your arm. So what you're assuming it meant the first way, and it's saying that it's not ma'akev. Well, let's see if that's the right shot on the braisa. Okay. What about the following braisa? It says Zayis Terasa Nazir, Ben Sheyesh Loisar, Ben Shein Loisar. So it says the same parallel braisa says we just said whether he has hands or not. Also says whether he has hair or not. So this person undertook to be nazir. His hair doesn't grow. Now what happens at the end of the naziris? So. You who are asking are understanding that the Pshat and the Brisa was saying it's not ma'akev. So you're saying also the Brisa which parallels that means even though he has no hair, don't worry about it, it's not ma'akev. Hakinami deloy ma'akev, is the Pshat and the Brisa saying it's not ma'akev? Is that what it means? But Vahatanya can't mean like that because we have a different braisa which addresses this question more directly. Nazir memorat, a nazir whose hair has been removed. So he doesn't have hair. So there's no need for him to shave his head because there ain't no hair to shave. Basil Armin Tsarak Lahavra Taro Rosha. Basil says no, that he has to do the process. Comes the Gemara, Vama Ravina. Mayan Tsarak Labeshamai. When Beshamai says, Ena Tsarak, it doesn't need to be Mahavra Taro Rosha. It means, Ena Tsarak, Ena Takana. Means he has no way to end his naziris. There's no need to shave his head because there's no head to shave.
But you need to shave the head halachically to be able to finish the Naziris. So he has no solution. His Naziris will remain forever because he can't cut his hair.
Couldn't he just get a halacha? Why wouldn't this fall under the case of saying when he undertook the Naziris, he assumed that he would be able to, and now they realize they can't, so wouldn't it be?
He can mata in the nether. It's hard to say. With that, we can do a Taras Adorim, but mitzad the Naziris, he has no way to complete the Naziris. So now, if that's what Beishamai meant, Hala Beisilul Yeshlo Takana, it means going according to Beisilul, Beisilul says no, that if Beishamai's point is it doesn't work, Beisilul's point is that it does work, but not that it's not necessary. So we understand that the Bein Sheyeshlo Yisar, Bein Sheyeshlo Yisar doesn't mean, and therefore don't worry about it, it means you got to worry about it and figure out some solution. So when the Brisa says by the Bein Sheyeshlo Kapayim, Bein Sheyeshlo Kapayim, it doesn't mean it's not necessary, which is what you are asking and assuming that's what the Brisa meant. No, it is Ma'ake. And we have to come up with some solution. So according to Beisilul, we say the solution of using your arms is good enough. But it doesn't mean it's not Ma'ake. See, Rav said it's Ma'ake. You're saying, you see the Brisa is not Ma'ake. It says, no, no problem, no hands, no problem. It's not what the Brisa meant. It means no hands, yes problem, and it must be done. You better come up with a solution. And according to Beisilul, there's a solution. The same way by the case of the Sar, it means you better come up with a solution. But not that it's not important. So if the more behind it is Rabbi Pedos. And now this the way we're understanding Beisilul Beishamai, what Ravina said, fits well with Rabbi Pedos. Beishamai and Rabbi Eliezer both have the same type of opinion. So Beishamai would have said, what's Rabbi Eliezer? My Rabbi Eliezer? Which Rabbi Eliezer are you referring to? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ein loy boyan yad beregel. A mitzara. So the Torah says that the blood is taken from the osham and placed onto his bein yad, his thumb, and the bein regel, which is his big toe. So a person who does not have a bein yad or a bein regel, so this is ein l'tara lomis. That's it. You can't be matara the mitzara. That mitzara has no way to come to her because it must be done. The pasuk says of the right hand of the right foot. So Shimon says, take it and put it on the stump or on put it somewhere else. Approximate what should have been. The Chachamim say, use the left one. But Rabbi Eliezer says, it must be done, and otherwise it's makib. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. That's Beishamai over here. Beishamai says, if he doesn't have hair, that's it. He can't complete the Naziris. He doesn't have a thumb, he can't complete his state of being a Mitzara. So that's the understanding of Beisham. It means according to Beisilul is saying, no, there is a solution, but not that it's not Ma'akev. So similarly, by the case of Tzilufa, it's not saying it's not Ma'akev, it is Ma'akev, but there's a solution according to Beisilul. So it's not a Kasha and Rav. It fits with Rav. I think thinking in the cheshbon over here of the Morris says that the Morris says Ravina said that's pshat. The Morris says that's for pedos. So why is it important that pedos? Ravina said that the pshat. So unless it's just the Morris wants to introduce what pedos is parallel to Eliezer over there. Pedos was a very early amara. Ravina was the last generation. Rapidos, Rabbi Elazar, Stam Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara. There's Rabbi Elazar, the Tana is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. When you have Rabbi Elazar in Shas, Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, that's a Tana, who was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Elazar, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, was the transition generation from the Tanoim Damaroyim. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of his. That Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Elazar ben Pados. Rabbi Pados was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. It's the first generation of Mur. So the more I think that this statement that Ravina said is mamish, goes back to harken back to what Rabbi Pados said, that Beishamai means it's impossible to solve the problem, just like Rabbi Yezer said that, and that's so Ravina is it was makavan to Rabbi Pados' statement. Okay, the Lishna Akrina basically goes to the same thought in a different way of getting to the same points. The Lishna Akrina, there was another version of how to say this army law. Amar Rava. He has to get to Amar Rava, the Bach. One second. Tzinufa Menazim Makevis. That Tzinufa is Makev. Aliba the man. Elam Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer Pshita. So now we're going to go the other way around. According to Eliezer, he said after everything has to be done. Omer Eliezer, Achar Maisim Kulam. So after everything, the Torah writes, Achar Yishta Nozer Yayin. After everything is done in the Parsha. And it means Achar means after everything was done. So Tzinufa included. So it can't be a Kedish and Rabbi Eliezer. El Aliba the Rabbanon. It must be going to the Rabbanon. But the brother says, how could it be? Hasha Yishlomer Taglachas Am Rabbanon Lo Ma'akva Tzinufa, my boy. If that you tell me that Taglachas, that the Nos is allowed to drink wine even after before he cut his hair, even before he cut his hair, the Taglachas is not Ma'akev, then the Naziris is completed even without the Taglachas. So Tanufa, which and Taglachas is a primary action in the person himself, and we're saying it's not necessary. The Tanufa of a Korban, which the Korban has been brought, and general Tanufa is not Ma'akev. You didn't tell me Tanufa is Ma'akev. So you're saying it's not, the more is challenging Rav and saying it's not Ma'akev. So the more says, really? Umi lo Ma'akev, is it not Ma'akev? But Tanya is Zerster Asa Nazir. Ben Shiesh lo Kapayim, Ben Shiesh lo Kapayim. That the hands are necessary, which means if there's no hands, it's no good. Right, so the more right now is trying to prove from this price of the opposite of what we said before. The more is trying to prove from this price of the assumption is you have to have hands. And if there's no hands, it's ma'akev, which means the tufa is ma'akev. More says no. Maybe it means that don't worry about it. Whether you have hands or not, we'll come up with a solution how to deal with it. Ella Hadatanya Zaisarasa Nazir Bain Yesh Lusar. Bain Shein Lusar. Hakinami the Ma'akva, are you telling me that it's Ma'akev? So Vatanya Nozim Amar Bisham Enut Sark Lahavra Taral Rish Bisholam Sark and Om Rabbi Avinu might Sark Bisil Sark Ein Latakana Hol Bisham Yesh Latakana. So according to this version, okay, that Beis Shammai understands mean that in Beis Shammai's version of understanding, the more Beis Hillel saying you need the Ma'avir Hatal Rasha, which you can't because there's nothing to be Ma'avir, and therefore it's there's no solution. But according to Beis Shammai, we're saying Enitzar Lavra Hatal Rasha, which means no problem. So therefore, when the Brisa says Bein Sheshes Arben Lusar, it means that it's okay even though he doesn't have any hair like Beis Shammai. So the Brisa before it says Kapayim means it's okay without hands, not that the hands are Ma'akev. So the more applicable Rabbi Yehuda, according to this version, it's arguing what Rabbi Yehuda said. So we have two versions of what Rav said. Or according to the way the Bach of the Gir said, the second version of the Gemara was Rava talking, not Rav. He doesn't change the first version to Rav. Yeah, he leaves that as Rav. Okay, we'll leave the Rush for tomorrow. Yeah, okay.